This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And we are back for week 8 of the WNBA season. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and we got an exciting slate today. We got star players just about in every match. We have a Commissioner Cup rematch. We have every new WNBA fan favorite team going up against the back-to-back champions. And we also have the battle for the worst team in the WNBA. But before we dive into today's slate, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered up with BetOnline, which is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, or boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you could unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, last Saturday when I was on the pod, we had a two-game slate. First game on the slate, we had the Aces playing against the Mystics. And I said, if the point guard, Chelsea Gray, line for assists and rebounds, came in around 9.5, all my playing over on that. She was looking good in that game. Probably had her best game of the season, but despite that, we couldn't get the check mark on it. She only finished with 8. Then on the second game, we had the Storm playing the Wings. And I said, if Skylar Diggins-Smith assist line came in at 6 or lower, that I will be playing the over on that. And if Jew Lloyd three-pointer line came in at 3 or lower, I will be playing the over on that. And a blowout happened, which was expected. And both players ended up missing by 1. So we had a perfect reverse sweep on a Saturday. But we have 4 games on this slate. And like always, it's a new day. So a new day to bounce back and go 3 for 3 on our props. Now, starting off to the slate, we probably have the best matchup. It's the rematch of the Commissioner Cup. We have the Lynx going to Brooklyn this time. I believe the last game was actually at a different arena for the Commissioner Cup game, but they will be in Brooklyn, in Barclays, to face the Liberty. Right now, Vegas has the Liberty as favorites again with a 5.5 spread in favor of them and a game total of 164.5. Right now, there's no injuries to note. Both teams are coming in pretty much fully healthy, with the exception of Liberty, who still has Sobley out, who should be out for the remainder of the season. But to start on the Liberty side, I will keep it simple. I only have interest in three players. Breonna Stewart is 11.5K. And Jonquel Jones is 10K. I will have interest in one or the other. Right now, I'm thinking of spinning up a little bit more to get Stewie, but I don't mind going the Jones route as well. Then for my only mid-tier option on the New York side is Courtney Vandersloot, C6'9. Really don't mind playing her. The minutes should be around 20, 25. And she should be able to get you a point per minute in this spot. Now, pivoting over to the Minnesota side. Collier is 12K. I don't know if I can actually go there, but if you're able to manage her in a GPP lineup, you will be able to beat out a lot of people when it comes to ownership. I don't see her being owned in more than 25% of lines on this four-game slate. And if she has a ceiling game, you're really going to be able to differentiate yourself from a lot of lineups that will be in this GPP tournament. Now for my cash game, GPP safe plays. I do feel like Courtney Williams is priced too low. She's 7-2 on this slate. Ownership might be a little chalky, but at 7-2, she does have the ability to produce more than a point per minute. So I don't see why you would want to avoid her just due to ownership. Not my favorite 7K play, but probably will be my second favorite 7K play of the day. Then if you really need to save salary, Cecilia is 4-3. Should have a little bit of ownership, probably around 15-12%. But in GPP or cash, I really don't mind using her as a final piece. And if you're trying to go stars and scrub, I feel like this is someone who will be in a lot of these stars and scrubs lineups today. Now, moving on to the sky versus the dream. I really don't have a true feel in this matchup. Right now, Vegas has the Dream as 1.5 home favorites, and the game total is 159.5. Lowest game total on the slate. I believe you will have a lot of people beat out if this game goes over. Don't see a lot of exposure to players on this slate today. But on the Atlanta side, I do think Gray or Canada, both around the same price. Gray's 8K, Canada's 7.5. Should be in a spot to get you 30 DK points if this game go over the game total. So I will be looking at rostering one of them in my GPP lineups. If you need a salary saver on this slate, Maya Caldwell is 3.9. been getting decent playing times ever since she signed that hardship contract. I believe this is going to be her third or fourth game. And the least amount of minutes she received was around 15. On the high end, she got 25, 28 in the last game. In this spot, I believe she should be able to get you 18, 22 minutes in this spot. Her point per minute is pretty low, less than a point per minute. But at that price tag, she probably will be able to give you the most amount of playing time on this slate. Moving over to the Chicago side, extremely limited interest on the Chicago side for me. Marina Mabry and Kennedy Carter, both are around the same price tag. Mabry's coming in at 9-1, Carter 8-3. I would have interest in one of these two if I have the game script of the game going over. Don't really mind one more than the other. I do believe Mabry will have her hands on a little bit more at Larry's stats. Carter will have her hand more so on points. But both players should be below 20% ownership. So GPPs, definitely something I would run. Cash games would probably fade. On the prop side, I'm looking at Angel Reese. If her lines for points and rebounds come in at 27 or higher, I will be looking to play the under on this. When it comes to Reese, I think her rebounds should be around her average. But when it comes to the interior defense that Atlanta has, I think it will cause her problems. Plus, they seem to never really get into too much foul trouble, so I don't see her going to the line 8-plus times in this game. So that's kind of my reason for running the under on her in this spot. Now, moving on to, I guess, the most the most talked about game on this slate, the ones that are probably going to have the most viewers. We have every new WNBA fan favorite team going up against the back-to-back champions, the Las Vegas Aces. Right now, Vegas has the Aces as 13.5 favorites, but they have the game total at 174.5. Definitely the highest game total on this slate. Definitely going to have a lot of ownership on players on this slate. To start it off with the Fever, I will be keeping it cheap. Kelsey Mitchell is my favorite spend up on the Fever, who's only 7'8". Outside of that, Teamy is 5'9". Erica's 4'9". And Christy Wallace is 4'7". These players are valuable for both GPP or cash games. You could run two in your lineup. I don't see myself running more than two players for the Fever in any of my lines. Most of my early builds only have one Fever player in it, but I don't mind running two of these players due to their price in GPP or cash game. Now, let's talk about the Aces.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hate to say it, but Asia, I will need to fade you again on this. Like, that 13K price tag is a little bit too much for me to actually plug you in. If you're playing cash games, I feel like you can fade her in that as well. But she's in a good spot, like always, MVP of the league. Don't really see any matchups that she's not playable in, but at 13K, I will be avoiding her until she comes in at 25% of my salary or less. Now, my favorite play on this slate for cash game or GPPs is the point guard herself, Chelsea Gray. Only 7K. Definitely going to be in a lot of my lines. If I'm pivoting from her, I will be playing Jackie Young. She's 9'5", 9'4" on this slate. Then if I need pieces from the Aces side that I could play in cash, Kia Stokes, Alyssa Clark, both are in the 5K range. If I can get there as a last piece in cash, I do not mind running those two in my lines. Then, if I want to get different in the GPP, I want to go as cheap as possible. I want to have a little bit of a narrative. Kate Martin is 3-4, going up against Caitlin Clark again. Last time she went up against the Fever, she had the best game of her young career. And if you need any narrative, what more than the Iowa narrative? Again, I won't get there too many times. The minutes could be a little bit sporadic. Should be able to get you 12 minutes in this spot if the game goes as planned. Also, for props on the Aces, I'm going to go back to the same prop I went with on Saturday. You know, it didn't work on Saturday, but I think it will work today. If Gray's rebounds and assist line comes in at 9.5 or lower, I will be running the over on that. Now, moving on to the last game of the slate. We have the Washington Mystics going to LA to face the Sparks in what should be titled the Battle of the Bottom of the League. Both teams are coming in with only 4 wins this season. And right now, Vegas don't know who to go with. They have the Sparks as 1.5 home favorites, and they set the spread of this game at 162.5. So, on the Washington side, I believe the guards are in play in GPP or cash. Atkins, Walker Kimbrough, Van Loo. All three players should be in decent spots. Don't know if they will have a, you know, ceiling game where they're going to 7X, 8X. But these players should be able to have a very good floor in this matchup. Banlu, Walker Kimbrough are both in the 5K range. So I might have a little bit more interest in those two. But Atkins will have the higher ownership amongst them at 9K. So I might save her more so for my cash games than my GPPs. Outside of that, the only other Mystic players I came around to having in my early builds was Aaliyah Edwards at 7'4". The reason I got to her was more so on ownership. I think a lot of people will be off of her on this four-game slate since they just can't get to that price tag, or they will have more interest in a Dolson who had more recent success than Edwards as of late. So in GPPs, Edwards at 7'4" is definitely somebody you can run if you're able to get there in your lineups. Now, for the home team, the Sparks, Derek Kahambi is 11K. And I believe she will be a solid GPP play. Hear me out. With all these spin-ups on this slate, I can possibly see her being less than 15% owned in a spot where she can get you 45 to 50 DK points. There's a lot of players on this slate with higher upsides than her that will cost you probably one, maybe 2K more. But if you land on Happy, I feel like you can manage your lineup a little bit differently to get Edwards in, to get a couple other 7K plays in, which you cannot run with a Stewie or a Wilson build. So GPPs, I will have a lineup with Hamby. When it comes to Cass, Stephanie, she's 6'3", should get you 28 plus minutes in this spot. Definitely don't see why you would not run her in cash games. I would try to avoid her a little bit in GPPs since Ray should have a higher upside in her at 7K range, as well as Courtney Williams should have a higher upside dinner at the 7K range as well. So I believe fading her to get those two in will be more valuable for your lineups. Outside of that, Keir Nurse, Zane Cook, both around the same price. Nurse is 5'2", Cook is 4'8". Both are scoring dependent. So I would only run one more so as a cash game salary saver, but I don't mind running it in GPP as well since the ownership should be low. When it comes to props, I will be looking at Derek Hamby points and rebounds. If her line comes in at 28 or lower, I will be running the over on that. So to recap it, when it came to the props, the first one I was looking at was Angel Reese. Points and rebounds. I will be running the under on her points and rebounds if it came in at 27 or higher. Then on the Aces side, if Chelsea Gray assists and rebound line came in at 9.5 or lower, I will be running it over on that. And the last one is Derek Hamby. If her points and rebounds came in at 28 or lower, I will be playing the over on that. Outside of that, if you want to hear more from me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. Always talking about basketball. We got the Olympic qualifier going on right now. We just had some craziness happen in the NBA, seeing my Clippers lose out on Paul George and trying to have a normal team going into the new arena. We also have some elimination games coming up in the next few days. Lots and lots is going on in the world of basketball. But like always, hopefully you're able to take down all your props today. Hopefully you're able to take down all the contests that you get into today. And outside of that, till next time.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.